Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Astro Hustle. I am Corey Allen, and as always, it's a real pleasure, and I'm very grateful to be here with you, sharing this moment of time with you. I hope that you're doing well, and that you're feeling good, and things are going right in your day right now. And I also want to thank you all for rating the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I've seen those ratings coming through, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to do that. Just helps the show stay fresh and the algorithms and all that type of thing. So thank you very much for doing that. Again, I appreciate it. Today, I'm going to answer a listener question from Sabrina. And Sabrina asks, how do we break patterns or habits that are holding us back? The most direct way to begin to work with overcoming bad habits is through awareness. Because if you're not aware of the fact that you're repeating negative behavior, behavior that's harming you or others, or directing your life into destructive or just a numb direction, being aware of those things is step one. The good news is that if you are aware of various behaviors or patterns of speaking or thinking that you're in that you would like to change, you're actually already doing really well. You're quite ahead of the curve because you're aware of these behaviors. And that actually puts you in a pretty small percentage of people who have this level of self-awareness. Most people, not to generalize too much, but it does seem to be true, live rather unexamined lives, and they allow the negative conditioning in which they've experienced in their lives to continue to perpetuate over and over and over. And it does cause a lot of unhappiness. It prevents people from feeling peaceful. It prevents people from reaching their goals or growing as a person in a way that they'd like. And it's not their fault. Really, it's a game of chance in a strange way, where if the flow and the chance of a person's life puts them into a position where they're just reacting to the trauma or the poor nurturing that they got whenever they were younger, if they did not have the chance to interact with a book, some type of talk, some type of information that would turn that light switch on their brain and open a door to self-awareness, then they're simply not able to see that part of the map. However, if you are aware that there are things from your past that are affecting your present, that's quite a gift, because it means that you've encountered some type of information that has allowed you to think greater than just in your own head, to see yourself from the outside somewhat, and to understand that you have areas that you'd like to improve, but also, more importantly, that you have the ability and the power to make those changes and improve. I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but like in my book, Now is the Way, I wrote that whenever you recognize you're living mindlessly, you're actually succeeding at living mindfully. And that is exactly what's happening here in terms of breaking bad habits. Because even though it could feel like a failure, whenever you find yourself in the midst of a bad habit again, you're actually doing well because you're recognizing that you are participating and propagating a bad habit. And that's the first step at rewriting them. This is why awareness is so key in these types of behavioral changes. You have to be able to notice what's happening as it's happening. And there are a variety of methods that you can begin to cultivate this awareness with. One is that if you're already aware of some of these things you'd like to change, that's wonderful. You can deepen that awareness, and you'll need to deepen that awareness, because what you want to do is create space between whenever you notice something that's happening and actually the impulse that's arising before the bad habit comes out into the world or articulates itself through you into being in some way, whether that be a physical action or something that you're saying to another person. And so meditation is really valuable for this, and it doesn't have to be anything difficult or complicated. It can just be you taking 5 to 10 minutes every morning or evening and taking calm breaths in. As you exhale, you release the tension in your body, and you just observe the information flowing across the screen of your mind. Don't try and change it. Don't try and even investigate it if you don't want to. Just watch the clouds flowing through the sky. Thoughts are just mental formations. It's just information. And in your meditation, you can observe these bits of information flowing by. And in time, by practicing that, what will happen is it will develop a sense of what's called the witness mind. That's the part of your awareness that is in the back of your mind, the one who knows your thinking, not the identity self that's embroiled in the thinking and consumed and drawn into the story of the thinking and acting those thoughts out. But the point of awareness deeper than that, that is aware of the thinking itself. In the space between that awareness and the mental formations, the thoughts that are flowing by in your mind, is what becomes the tool to be able to break these bad habits and negative patterns. Because as you cultivate that space in meditation, you're able to take that into your daily life. Because now that meditation turns into a mindfulness practice. In mindful awareness is the greatest tool for breaking bad habits and patterns that are holding us back. Through cultivating this ability to watch what's happening as you're experiencing your experience, to be aware of, as you're going through life, what is arising in your mind, to slow down, to notice the impulses to act in certain ways coming up, and before they come out, or before the words leave your mouth that might be negative or harmful in some way, you recognize that those things are rising. You recognize those impulses to indulge a bad habit is coming, and that space in your mind gives you the time to observe those things rising, and then to make the choice to let them go. That is how you really can rewrite the whole script of your mental operating system, we'll call it. With that level of awareness, internal awareness, of what's happening as it's happening, you're able to become an author of your own experience. You have more intentionality and more choice in what you're doing as you're doing it, because you're actually splitting your awareness. Part of it is focused on the world before you and what you're doing in the world, but the other part of it is focusing inward, watching what's happening in your mind and in your body. that gives you the power to be mindfully aware and to not react to life by being simply overwhelmed by what's happening in it, but rather respond to it with those two parts of awareness working together. Understand that this is a process that takes time, and it's not a switch that flips, but it's something that fades in. By hearing this, even, you now might have some of your awareness tuned to noticing some of those habits that you'd like to break. Again, that could be something physical, that could be things that you say, the way that you say them. Whatever it is, simply placing some of your awareness on those things to notice them as they're happening is really huge. And as you notice them once, you'll notice them again, you'll notice them again, and then in time, as you begin noticing them, you'll start to feel a little bit more space between you noticing them and you indulging in them. At first, you might not be able to intervene there, but think about it like a door that's slowly opening. And the more that you just allow yourself to notice whenever those behaviors are happening, give yourself the spaciousness to observe them and to try to intervene, it'll get easier and easier and easier until one day you'll recognize in real time the feeling deep inside, the thought far away, as they're both rising to the surface of your consciousness. And instead of saying that cynical thing, saying that sarcastic thing, whatever it may be, you'll see it coming, you'll feel it coming, and you'll have the mindful awareness to simply let it go, to not say it, to not indulge that bad habit of language. And if you like, you can then even take it a step further and reframe your perspective and your mindset. And instead of saying something sarcastic or cynical in a situation, you can say something positive and constructive. Looking at this in terms of physical behavior, let's say that you want to cut back on how much that you are snacking throughout the day, just to feel a little bit better, a little bit healthier. Now, normally the unexamined mind will, almost as if it's possessed, wander by the snacks, go into the kitchen, grab something, eat it, probably be on your phone at the same time, really dialed away from the present moment and running on autopilot. But then by cultivating some of this mindful awareness, you then, in the moment that you're reaching for the snack, you have that spaciousness where you realize, oh, I'm running on autopilot and my hand is just moving in towards the snack. And I actually can make a choice right now to just break that pattern of behavior, to stop, to drink a glass of water, and to carry about my day and skip this unexamined habitual snacking phase. What's interesting is that the more that you practice that type of mindful awareness, it'll get to a certain point where you'll never even go and wander into the kitchen. You'll become so aware of your thoughts and the feelings in your body that you could be sitting in your living room, you'll feel the impulse to get up and go snack, and before you even find yourself in the kitchen, you'll recognize the game that your nervous system and that your body is trying to play, and you let it go without even moving at all. That's where the mental strength really begins to develop through meditation and mindfulness. And that maps on to every other part of your life. Every decision you make, everything you say, becomes more and more apparent. And it gives you the opportunity to indulge the compassionate and kind and well-intentioned aspects of self, to bring those things out that are already in you, but to give them as much stage time as possible. And what's fascinating is that by doing that, the mind naturally begins to let go and release the instinct to be negative or to indulge those less helpful parts of ourselves naturally, simply because you're retraining the brain and not giving any power to those negative qualities of self. So eventually, the mind sees them as less important and therefore doesn't give them any energy or bring them to the surface. It's a fascinating way that through practicing this, not only can you break your patterns and bad habits, but at the same time, your entire point of view begins to shift. Because as those harmful or negative qualities of mind begin to quiet, what's left are the ones of peace and compassion and optimism and joy and inspiration. And when that's all that's left in your mind, it becomes what you see most in the world. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, again, I really appreciate you rating the show wherever you listen. And of course, if you'd like to come join the Patreon community over at patreon.com/CoreyAllen, there are more podcasts, Q&As, and guided meditations over there. Until next time, my friends, much love.